Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 11 kuNhlangula 2023 ngoKeftube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ule votatuo, ya bubona lapa oya kone, ya lapa ovela kone. Au kumnyandu, kini, ubo kikilisana, lente, emnyamini, unaboni, lapa oba kone, unyakila kone.
Amabanda ezo mbusazwe, ati amelele ukwa lulogu vota, uluza kwenzebe kankase nga manda uzebe ngobe, uketo uluza ayo. Ukuza maza mkumtaba kwele South Africa, kuchia batavuka Zimbabwe, betitibele. Zalitule laiza masigo ezabacha, lezo kulo lwes Kristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kulomsakazo. Amabandla ezombusazwe ati amelele ugwalo olulamagama abavotayo i-voters roll oluza kwenze bekhankase ngamandla ukuze benqobe kukhetho oluzayo. I-Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ngayavezeli amabandla azancuntisa kukhetho oluzayo ugwalo lokuvota. Iphephandaba leSunday Mail libika ukuba ugwalo lolu luzanikwa abazencintisa kukhetho ngolwesithathu ozayo. Ngasenelisanga ukuxoxa leziphathamandla zekhomishini le akade bengaphenduli omakhalekhukhwini. UMnumzana Guda Musaka okubandla leZANU-PF uthi i-voters roll isetshenziswa ngendlela ezijiyeneyo ngamabandla.
Uyabubona lapha oya khona, nalapha ovela khona. Akumnandi ukuthi ubugijimisana lento emnyameni, ungaboni lapho ogcoba khona, onyathela khona. Amabandla wonke bawubona kuqakathekile njengokomhlobo ukubana bebe ne-voters roll, kwenzela ukuthi wena ungaba ne-voters roll uyakhangela ukubana polling station enje ngobani abarejistileyo ukuvota. Ungabakwazi labo bantu abarejiste ukuvota. Usuzenza ekuthiwa yi-targeting campaign. Ukuthi usuhambela labo bantu abarejistile ukuvota. Lokhu kuyakunceda ukubana ungadlalise isikhathi sakho, lama-resources akho ebantwini abangasoze bevota. Njalo kuyasitshengisa ukubana bene bona bangaki abantu abarejistile ukuvota. Uyabakwazi ukuthi bangaki. Nawe nxa uplana laphana, uyabona ukuthi i-target yami kumele ime njani. I-voters roll iyasitshengisa ukuthi indawo lapho kumele khona ufake i-concentration yakho yiphi ngobuningi babantu abarejistileyo. Kungela voters roll uyachitha isikhathi sakho ukhangelane nezinye indawo ezilabantu abalutshwane abangarejistanga.
Ishiya
lezi ezilabantu abaningi.
Akuphuzanga yini ukuthi abantu bathole i-voters roll leyo njengoba ukhetho soluseduze kangaka?
Akuphuzanga, ukhetho lokukhatshana kakhulu ngoba ungakhangelisisa i-delimitation ibingakapheli. Bebengeke bekwazi ukukhipha i-voters roll i-delimitation ingakaphaswa yi-parliament ngokokuqala. Okwesibili, ama-parties wonke akakangeni sibile ukuthi singathi sibe kumudi lani ekukampeni 100%. I-ZANU-PF inje ilontsha ikampeni yayo ngomgqibelo. Yikho lapho esegqalisa khona ukuthi hhayi sesingena-ke ku-ground sifuna i-voters roll. I-CCC sikhuluma nje ayikafaki le list yabantu abazakhontesta under i-CCC njalo bakalontshi le campaign yabo. Ayiphuzanga sibili voters roll, isisikhathi sokuthi ibe khona sibili ngoba the next 2.5 months isisikhathi sokuthi sikampeni. Yikho lapho eqakatheke khona.
Lo ngumnumzana Guta Musanka okubandla leZANU-PF besixoxa laye eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change.
I-voters roll iqakathekile ukubana kuyo wonke umuntu-ke ngenxa yokubana i-constitution yeZimbabwe ye-electoral act iyapha-ke i-mandate ku-commission ukubana wonke umuntu okwanisa ukuthenga i-voters roll ayithenge, akwanisa ukuyi-auditor, akwanise ukuyi-verifya. Lokhu kuzanceda-ke inhlelo yama-election eZimbabwe kubana-ke ebe le-credibility. Njalo kuyanceda ukubana-ke amaphathi achene lalaba abakhontestayo bebekwazi ikakhulu kathesi ngoba saphuma ku-delimitation. Kufanele abantu-ke bebekwazi ukubana-ke amabizo abo aphuma kuma police station hapa.
Kodwa izekhi ayiphuzanga yini ukuthi linike i-voters roll lay njengoba sithi ukuthi yalinika ngolwesithathu obuyayo?
Ya, izekhi yaphuza kodwa kuqakathekile ukubana bephumiseke i-voters roll ngokubana kwenze ukhetho kungela voters roll. Kuyabe kukhanya ukubana ukhetho lwakhona lebo luyenzwa okungekho emthethweni.
Ye, so singathi-ke zinxa singakhuluma ngakhonokho siphinde sijule nje sikhulume ngabantu benu elibakhethayo, seliphutshile yini uhlelo lwenu?
Ya, siqedisile uhlelo ke lingabona-ke kula madolobha mayasele ekhansilini aqedisiweyo. So sesikhangelele ukubana namhlanje ke abaningi ababe kuma-process ethu sesilungiselele ukubana abantu bethatha ama-fingerprint emapholiseni. Besilalaba ke abantu abakunhlelo zethu ukubana bethole-ke ama-nomination papers ekhansilini ephalamenti. Umongameli wathi ngento esuyijamisa laye setholile-ke ama-nomination papers ukubana elungise esayine efake esithupha lakho konke-ke okufunakalayo. Njalo ke sikhangelele ukubana indaba ke yama-nomination fee okuthiwa ibuyele ephalamenti ilungisiswe. Thina njengebandla sibona ngani izek kufanele-ke i-revise ukwenzele kungaqedi isikhathi ukubana indaba ibuyela ephalamenti kuyarivyiswa. Izeki kayilungisiswe ukubana-ke ingadurisi intengo yabantu-ke in terms of i-nomination.
UMnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba ngumsekelo wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC besixoxa laye eseHarare. Bathi thibele abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala ePitoli, eJohannesburg lezinye indawo ube lobo kuzamazama komhlaba namhla emadabuka kusa. Abakhulume lo msakazo weStudio 7 bathi ukuzamazama lokho kuthethe isikhatshana. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba i-US Geological Survey ithi ukuzamazama lokho okwenzakale eBosberg kube yisilinganiso sokuhlanu ku-Richter scale. I-Reuters ithi akula mibiko eveza ukuba kulabantu abafe kusehlakalo lesi. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lonkosikazi Phakiwe Tholakele Sibanda osebenza eJohannesburg.
Ukuzamazama komhlaba kwenzeke namhlanje ekuseni. Isikhathi bekungu-2:38 ekuseni. Sizwe impela ukuzamazama komhlaba kwanyinyeka izinto eziningi. Ithe lami nginje ngibuza umlungu wami ekuseni ngoba ngihlala ebalungwini, wanjela ukuthi indlini kule crack. Kodwa i-crack angakayiboni zoyibona seza njengoba kungumvulo. Hhayi, khanya abantu abaningi bayethukile ngendaba yokuzamazama komhlaba. Baningi impela kukhanya kulimazile kwezinye indawo. Besibona lathi impikitsha kuma-social media ukuthi kulimale kuphi, kuhambe njani. Indawo ezi-affectekileyo kakhulu. Kodwa-ke hayi, mina ngiyakholwa kodwa angeke ngikuthathe ngithi mhlawumbe ngithi uJesu sezabuya. Ngingakuthatha njengokuthi kuyenzekile, kutsho ukuthi nje bekuvele nje kwenzeke. Ngingakuthatha ngaleyo ndlela.
Unkosikazi Phakiwe Tholakele Sibanda udabuka eZimbabwe besixoxa laye eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba ele-Ukraine selihlasela ngamandla ibutho lakwele-Russia esabelweni se-Donetsk lapho ele-Russia ebeseligxile khona impande. Sebesehlasela nangamandla njalo kwele-Sudan abalwayo kulandela ukuphela kwesikhathi sokuma kancane ukulwisana kulelo lizwe. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba abalwayo bahlaselana kakhulu edolobheni le-Khartoum. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko. Kwezamasiko namhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu. Siyawamukela kuhlelo baba Ngwenya.
Ngiyabingelela bakudube, ngibingelela abasakazi, ngiphinde ngibingelele labalaleli bethu.
Ye, sizokuthiwa-ke isizwe sawomthwakazi besisemangadini. Akutshela abantu ukuthi emangadini khonapha kungaphi njalo bakujongweni?
Ngathi nje abantu bakongema babizwa kuthiwa ngamangadi. Yingakho nxa usukhuluma nje ngokuthi uya eKwaNgema usuka uya eMangadini sizwe lesi sizinze eKZN lapha na which is eKwaZulu Natal kodwa ke inkosi yakhona isizinzele ngizinze ngapha eGoli ngenxa yezinto ezenzeka lapha kwalakibo so useyakhela lapha ukuthi akusedanota ngaphansi kwedolobha iNigeria elisefauteng which is ekuruleng okwama region lapha abo masipala
will dinga ngikhona ngale
inhloso yethu yokuya laphana kusho ukuthi inkosi yasithanda ngendlela yokuthi yananzelela ukuthi kunokuxabana kunokulwa ezinkundleni zokuxhumana lapha balapha eSouth Africa labantu ababuya kwela kithi lena yikho ke yona yasifikelwa ngumbono ukuthi iyakuqaphela ukuthi abantu beSouth Africa abakunanzelela ukuthi uma ukhuluma ngabantu abakamzilikazi ukhuluma ngabantu abale abalobuhlobo begazi nabantu abalapha eSouth Africa ingaba lamazulu wodwa uzokhumbula ukuthi inkosi yethu ekuhambeni kwayo yahamba iqoqa izizwe khona lapha eSouth Africa ingakaphumeli ngaphandle okuyikuthi size sakithi sinazo zonke inhlobo zabantu abakhona lapha eSouth Africa yikho ke yasinxusa ukuthi labo bantu ngiyabadinga libaqoqe yathumela abantu ukuthi basiqoqe bese sisiza kuye yona izobe sihamba nathi isisale kwaZulu izama ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi mhlawumbe indlela kwaZulu njengendlu yobukhosi besilo ingangenelele kutheni kuze izinhlangano ezifana nabodudula labo action SA not for sale into ezifana nalezo ezilwa labantu abavela ngaphandle kweSouth Africa
mhm libona ngizani laphumelela yini ngokuthi lizwe ukuthi bathini
noma ngingake ngisho ukuthi saphumelela kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi khona kwalwenza utintsho ngoba uzananzelela ukuthi ekuhambeni kwethu kwakuqala laphana kwaba khona abeqembu leli elezepolitiki labo abangenelelayo bagcina besiya kwenza umhlangano lonqongqoshe lo okungena ophethe ezangaphakathi umnumzana ubaba uDr. Aaron Motsoaledi owe-Home Affairs yikho ke baxoxisana naye wazowatsho wathi hayi abantwana laba abazalelwe lapha eSouth Africa noma abazali babo bebengazalwa lapha eSouth Africa banelungelo lokuthi sebengaya noma kuyiphi Home Affairs beyothola ngama-ID abavumelayo ukuthi babe ngama-South African citizen. Kahle kahle wathi banelungelo lokuzikhethela ukuthi bafuna ukuba ngama-South African citizen or bafuna ukuba kuthatha i-citizenship yabazali babo. Yikho ke singatsho ukuthi ngempela khona lokho lakho owenza umehluko because ungizothola ukuthi noma kwakukhona but abantu bakithi abaningi babengananzelela ukuthi sekukhona ukuthi sebengaqala ukukwenza. Kwazo ukuthi-ke ekuyeni kwethu kwesibili lapha saya ngobuningi bethu ngoba indlu yakwaZulu yayithe izathumela abantwana abazobuya bezolalela izikhalo zethu nangempela kwathunywa umntwana wendlunkulu umntwana wakwaminya ubaba uVanana wayehola elinye idimba labantwana nokuwumntwana mpela uyaziwa kwaZulu kakhulu njengokuthi xa ungawe uqaphela amavidiyo akwaZulu uzombona esikhathi esiningweni uhlala ehola amabutho akwaZulu esondele kakhulu endlini enkulu so ukufika kwakhe laphana sasika sazibeka izikhalo zethu nokwathi nxa bebuyela emuva kezo sokuthiwa i-Home Affairs isimemezele ukuthi izo-extenda futhi isikhathi sokulungisa kwabantu bakithi amaphemithi size siyefika ku-31 December. Uzokhumbula ukuthi bakwenza lokho ngoba bathi bona bafuna ukunikeza abantu ithuba lokuthi bafake izicelo zokuthi bezokuthiwa ngama-waiver ukuthi mhlawumbe baphinde bezweleleke ukuthi baqhubeke besebenza lapha eSouth Africa noma bengenawo amaskili.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Ngwenyama. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinga kusasa ngayo.
Siyabonga bakuDube iphile nje lonke la balaleli nabasakazi bethu.
Lo ngumnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu besixoxa laye ekhona ngale ke eJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Omanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukamela igomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngotungamile inkomo lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla usiphathelene mfundisi
sesibuya sihlana njalo bathandekayo benkosi siqhubeke ngendaba yethu yomsamaria lamalevi labapriesti lezigebengu lezazi imithetho njoba ngishilo ubana laba bantu namanje singahlala phansi sikhangele sithluze engqondweni siyababona ukuthi babukhona phakathi kwethu kodwa ke indaba namhlanje ngifuna ke sikhangele ukuthi nanga umuntu usewele phakathi kwenkinga usebunzimeni useludokoza umuntu lo eyedwa lapha khona ngaza ke azisize ngoba wayesemangweni labakiwo mhlawumbe babengazi ukuthi uhambile uhambo lolo mhlawumbe babemlindele bekwazi ukuthi endaweni ethile kodwa uzabuya ahlangane lo mndeni wakhe kanti babengabuzanga elangeni ngoba umuntu lo baba lo kwasekuludokoza egangeni wahlaba umkhosi waze watshayelizwe wazithulela umuntu wenkosi esebonile ukubana akekho oza kuzomnceda izigebengu lazo sezimenze isilo sengubo zamhlukumeza phela kwakungahlukumezeka inyama yodwa kodwa nomphefumulo wakhe awuhlukumezeka ngoba lo ozwisa inyama yakho ubuhlungu uzwisa nomphefumulo wakho ubuhlungu indaba ke namhlanje sifunda ke sikhangela ukuthi kade kambe sedlabe umkhosi unjalo kwakungena umuntu ongamsiza yini kuthiwa kusesenjalo ke umuntu wenkosi esenjalo kwathutsha umpristi umpristi wambona wamkhangela washaya luvalo wangenwa yibugwala wamgwema wahamba eceleni umpristi ngumuntu esikhangelele ukuthi abe nguye oduduza laba abasebunzimeni yebo ke angaswela imali yokubancedisa angaswela lezinto zokusebenzisa ubana asize abantu kodwa umpristi into enkulu alayo kumele kube yinhliziyo exhumana lo nkulunkulu acelele abantu bakathixo umusa bazizwe labo abantu ukuthi bangabantu esebafakele lo mthandazo wabanika lamazwi aduduzayo kodwa lo umpristi wasuka wahamba nje eceleni kunjalo ke kwabuya lo mlevi abalevi laba kwakungabantu abaqakathekileyo ngaleso sikhathi yibo abanye babo babegcina amathempeli lapho kwakukhonzelwa khona abanye yibo ababengabahlabeleli bengabaculi beyikhwaya ematempelini wona lawo la yena lowo muntu okhangelele ukuthi ufundile uyakwazi uyazwisisa ukuthi umuntu wenyama uswela lokhu lalokhu kuthiwa wathethi gaga mehlo suka wabona hawu nangumuntu sokusele udokoza wabetha eceleni laye kukangaki sisizwa ukuthi bona abantu abafundileyo endaweni babe yiwa abalungisa izinto oprofesa abalezikhundla ezinkulu okumele balungise izinto kukhanya yibo abathalaza eceleni izinto zisonakala bakhohlwe ukubana umphakathi ukhangelele kubo ukuthi ngolwazi lolo abalalo langemsebenzi abayenzayo kumele kuphume ukuncedisa abantu bakankulunkulu kwazathutsha ke indoda sesisamariya kuthiwa yayizihambela njengoba tshilo ukubana amajuda lamasamariya babengabonani mhlawumbe lo muntu owayeshaywe wayengumjuda ukuyikuthi umsamariya wayengazidlulela nje engagqize eqakala ngobana lo muntu wayengaso wakubo kodwa kuthiwa ke wehla esilwaneni mhlawumbe wayegibele ihashi ibhiza wehla waya kuye wamkhangela wamzwela wamthoba amanxeba wamthwala wamusa ekliniki kumbe esibhedlela wafika wakhokha wabhadala ngemali yakhe umsamariya lowo abantu baze bathi umsamariya olungileyo wena kambe wehlulwa yini ukusiza abanye abantu ulahlekelwa yini empilweni yakho uNkulunkulu asisize sonke sibe le nhliziyo yalo umsamariya singakhethi ukuthi sisiza bani sisize zonke izidalo zikankulunkulu uNkulunkulu azasisize sonke ngoJesu siyakhuleka amen
lo bekulohlelo fuselela umoya selomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami untungami linkomo
siyabonga kakhulu untungami linkomo sike sizwe ezabatsha Usikhabasa bachasi lensizwe lapha esilawe ecingweni ngathi sizwe ukuthi silobani
umsimbi kayigobi sipanda engizalwa kwelaseGwanda eWilong.
Ye kunjani ke umsimbi kayigobi?
Hayi mina ngiziphilele mhlobo wami, ngakunjani wena khona ngapho?
Ngasiphilile kakhulu, akusitshelise eGoli khona ngapho wenzani empilweni nje.
EGoli ngumantshingelane mfowethu, ngumantshingelane ngisebenzela icompany yaseFidelity.
Yeyi, nxa ungumantshingelane wenzani?
Ngi-security.
Kuyasebenzeka yini nxa uyi-security njalo kule mali yini mfowethu?
Hayi, imali ka-security ibonakala kahle kahle ngumuntu ongowalapha eSouth Africa, kodwa oli-foreigner njengami hayi kunzima mntakababa, ngokuba mabehola abanye uzothola ukuthi awutholi i-payslip, awutholini, yezilongo nje ongalamaphepha bayazi lokuthi awunawo, uthola lokho nje ukuthi lawula ludlile labantwana.
Kunzima kanganani khonokho mfowethu?
Mfowethu kunzima ngokuthi akunjele ngisebenza lo muntu olento zakhe isizalwanisa lapha, uyathola ama-pension fund uyawadonselwa, uyathola o-medical aid uyawadonselwa, mina nje ngizitholela imali engancediyo.
So singathi imali encane kakhulu yini? Kunjani?
Hayi yona ingcono, kodwa okubuhlungu ukuthi mangingasebenza lawe Mr. Dube uthola mina ngithole u-5,000 ngenyanga, wena uyothola o-7,000, senza umsebenzi ofanayo njalo unama-benefit lokhu nalokho. Phezu kwalokho sisebenza sonke, babe besitsho ukuthi le ndoda kathi wena ubuyela nini ilabona ukuthi yini elisiqedaa umsebenzi, uyakutshelwa ngosebenza naye, yabona ukuthi kubuhlungu kangakanani.
Ya, kukhanya kubuhlungu kakhulu-ke. Besithi sike siyizweni sibukayigobi ukuthi uphila njani kula ngapho-ke kule South Africa. Abatsha ungabatshelani ngakhona ukuthi lisebenzisa ngefalasi kangaka?
Abatsha engabatshela bona okwakhulu abakithi eZimbabwe, kumbe ngithi bonke abakithi abaseZimbabwe labalapha eSouth Africa, asibeni ngabatsha ababambeneyo, sibe yazi ukuthi izano le esidlala layo ilamatrika amaningi. Abaphume nje beyekele, noma ingazibuyi banike ama-R10 kumbe amamalini, kodwa bebekwazi ukuthi impilo yabo kayingake ibanjwe yileyo R10. Mina engikhulumayo uNsimbi kayigobi izani kuyangifaka kuthakwini esisotsheni, ngiyangalisebenzela isotsha likamgabe mina, uyabona ngingama-Zimbabwe paramilitary force. Okwakusenziwa ngesikhathi sokuthi kuzoba lama-election sithathe swami sokuma-training, uma kudlula lapho uzotraina 3 months uphinde yoseva 3 months, ama-election sedlulile, skin down, susima, akusela lutho. So ngiyabaxolisa abatsho ukuthi bafowethu, kulobunzima asivoteleni ibandla eliphikisayo, sikhipheni ubunzima bezano lobo.
Yes,
ubunzima, ubunzima lobo esibhekelane labo ukuthi sibe right ukuthi sikhipheni zano.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Ukukhuthaza kanye la yazi ngizwa ngisizwa lobuhlungu ukuthi lamabandla ezokholo okuyikwesithembela ukuthi ngabe sisinda khona sebengenile kwezepolitiki, bengena ku-wrong politics.
Balisa abalaleli ngamafutshane.
Ngiyabonga abalaleli lezihlobo zami kanye labasakazi bakastudio 7, asihambeni siyovota. Ivoti yethu ilibhokisi iyimfihlo yethu.
Lo nguNsimbi kayigobi sibandla ukhona ngale-ke eJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu, ungadinwa kusasa.
Nami ngiyabonga Mr. Dube, ungadinwa la kusasa ukunithinta.
Wezemidlalo uyise kaMavelas Nakamba uAnthony uphoqa ngensuku zakhe esadlala engunozinti. UJoseph Njanji usethipala lolu daba.
Anthony Nakamba uqale ukudlala ibhola esedolobheni leWangi lapho akhulile khona ngemva kokukhangwa ukudlala kukanozinti owayedume ngalezo nsuku edlalela iqembu leWangi kanye leqembu elimela ilizwe uPhosani Sibanda.
During those days in Wangi, there were goalkeepers like uPhosani Sibanda. Mina was not into football. Ngathi sembabukela ngaba le interest yebhola on a later stage. Ngakho senkuko 16 years. I started lami ukuqalisa manje ukuya kuma-division wafa. In Wange played for teams like Giant Killers. Ngagcina sengiya kubo Zesa Wange. That was 88. Sengidlala ku Zesa Wange Division 1. 90 ngaya ku Wange Football Club. I played for Wange from 90 up to 95. I was the reserve goalkeeper ka Johannes Chuma up to 95. Ngapho kuthatheka nje ngathi hayi, let me just go to South Africa. Channel into Zimbabwe. But during those days iWangi was good, even the economy yonke into ngapho kuthiwa umsebenzi, people they said lo muntu lo angapho kuthiya kanjalo nje umsebenzi abothi uzahlupheka. Well, angazi ukuthi kwini okwakumbizile, mina left just went to South Africa I think it's South Africa Stadium, Alexandra. I played for Alexandra Blackpool. It's the long ago Patrick Chisika Omchacho. Labo Maimani Piri.
I was the long ago Scottish City, Ukambule Alexandra Blackpool, Longobanga Kuluanga, Litambule Wanga, and the Chinese Zimbabwe Football Association.
Yes, into the doctor, so I think South Africa sometimes have to change Ibizo into his final zones. At one stage, I had to change to Marvelous Kumalo, saying that I'm going to play a team for about maybe 6 months. Then they said, "Aye, you are good, Kakuz, better than go back your 30 clearance." When I came back to Zimbabwe, after 2 years, putting the 30 clearance, during those days, I was going to get my visa. I learned Richie Hanga, human resources, putting 30 clearance. I was going to get my visa. I was going to get my visa. I had to go back to South Africa. Akalesukusalela nje khona ngale ngisebenzela ngibamba lapha lapha in South Africa.
Kuthe ngemva kokuba imizamo yokuba idlale ibhola usemthethweni kule South Africa isiyehlule, uNakamba uphenduke wazosebenza esedolobheni lakobulawayo, njalo yikho lapho athethe khona uMavelaso ehlala ewange bazohlala la ekontutu. U-Antoni uthi kuthe senanzelele ukuba uMavelaso uyalazi ibhola wahle wakhohlwa ngokubuyela esebenza eGoli.
Remember idlala i-first game yakhe against Kigloni in Harare. It was for 15 years. So that's when I realized ukuthi I think yeah, there is something. Okay, South Africa, I should go back to South Africa. I started supporting Uma. One day there will be something. Because I entered the Tandaza, I had a post story from Emma Sowes from Sana in Tandaza. Up to today, Namplanje Uma Vuakona is doing wonders. He's supporting me, supporting us as a family. You know, we've got almost a young kid as a seafood. I threw support to him. Ngokubona into eyabi phambili emntwaneni yayikhatshana, but ngayinikeza isikhathi ngathi hayi, one day things will be good.
U-Antoni Nakamba nguye umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Marvelous Nakamba Foundation ebunjwe ngo-2022. Le nhlanganiso iphathisa abasakhulayo kuwo wonke amagumbi amane akwele Zimbabwe ngokubabhadalela imali yesikolo kanye lokubathengela impahla zesikolo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Okwamanje sike sizwe ezomculo.
U-Antoni Nakamba uqale ukudlala ibhola esedolobheni leWangi lapho akhulile khona ngemva kokukhangwa ukudlala kukaNozinti owayedume ngalezo nsuku.
Sanibonani Sizwe sikamthokazi sonke, ngibengelela umdumzeni fokamenyezo phuma phansi esilobela emaholo okuhle isigodi ngaphansi kwenduna uMalisa. Sizwalethulela umsebenzi wethu omusha. Uyiqembu likamasikandi elisaselisha uMdumiseni. Sulethulela umsebenzi wethu wokuqala omusha ngaphansi kweqembu uMdumiseni. Isihloko somsebenzi sithi izimpi zabaculi. Ingoma ziwu-12 kuleli albhamu, i-albhamu eligcwele. Umsebenzi uzotholakala kuma-online stores. Mawusesho ukuthi uMdumiseni izimpi zabaculi izovela lapho kubo Spotify nabo Deezer. Ngizacela ukuthi umsebenzi mawusuvelile emva kwensuku ezimbili niwu-download nisithenge lapho kuma-online stores ukuze nathi sikhona ukuthi siqhubekele phambili siliculela njengesizwe. Siyatholakala njalo lapho ku-Facebook. Mawasesha ku-Facebook uthi Mdumiseni Menyezo, iyavela i-akhawunti lapho esingokhola sibika khona zonke iy'nhlelo esizenzakalayo zeqembu. Kuthi njalo abafisa ukusithinta enambeni bengasithinta kule namba yase-South Africa ethi 060-4398-460. Uzoyiphinda njalo 060-4398-460. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Sizwe sakithi, sisacela nisixhase kulo msebenzi ukuthi nazi sikhona ukuthi sondle nathi imindeni yethu ngalo mculo, njalo sikhona ukuthi siculele isizwe kukho konke. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Azuza Suli ziyakhala kunye okumangalisayo lapha ke sesikhipha ku-Studio 7 se-Washington DC. Singagqiba uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje othi sikhangele ebesilazo. Amabandla ezombusazwe athi amelele ugwalo lokuvota oluza kwenza bekhankase ngamandla ukuze benqobe ukhetho oluzayo. ukuzamazama komhlaba kwele South Africa kushiye abadabuka eZimbabwe bethithibele. Yes, ugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivelisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo ozithembayo uGibbs Dube. Yilale.